We stay in South America for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a state in Colombia. It's mountainous and landlocked. Its northernmost tip borders Venezuela. There's a centuries-old tradition there of playing a game called Tejo. The game's hard to describe in just a few words, but we'll give it a try.
Well, basically, you stand in 18 meters away from you. There is like a big box with mud, where there are like little, bags with powder. And you have this very heavy weight you have to throw to hit a target and make those bags of powder explode. That's Tejo.
So name the Colombian state whose capital is Tuna and where the most popular pastime is Tejo. We'll tell you about a new high-tech update on the game when we come back with the answer. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We head now to Colombia for a story about a very cool game called Tejo. Think a combination of darts and bocce. It's a traditional game that goes back at least 500 years in the Andes. Now it's getting updated as an app for mobile phones. Arturo Wallace is based in Colombia for BBC Mundo. First off, Arturo, where is this traditional game played?
Well, now it's played everywhere. I mean, every Friday, all around Colombia, you'll find like Las Canchas de Tejo filled with people playing it. But it's originally from Boyacá. It's a department next to Cundinamarca, next to Bogota, in the Andean part of Colombia.
Right, so Boyacá, Colombia, is the answer to the geo quiz. So, Arturo, describe the game, because the darts bocce analogy only carries us so far to understanding Tejo. It's kind of dramatic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, at least it's very loud. You know, basically, you have a target, which is in the middle of a box filled with mud, and that target has little envelopes, little bags with powder, and you're standing like 18 meters average from that target, you know, like carrying a very heavy weight on your hand. It's a disc, like the size of a cheeseburger most of the time, and you throw it, you know, and you try to hit the target and hit the target while making the powder explode. So when you're successful, it makes big bang, which is always nice. And when you miss, it also does a very big noise because there is like wood all around on the floor, and that heavy weight, you know, can be very loud as well.
And so this white powder, these little sacks of white powder, is that gunpowder?
Yeah, I believe it's mining powder. I mean, it's mostly noise, you know, and lots of smoke. But they use, you know, whatever they have around. But it's not gunpowder. It's the one they use in mining and for fireworks here.
So do Colombians see Tejo as a relaxing, leisurely pastime, or is it competitive with even wagering and betting on the side?
You know, it's mostly like an excuse to get together and to gather. The funny thing about Tejo is you don't pay to use the Las Canchas, you know, like the installations. What you do, usually you go and you buy beer or drinks, whatever it is you like to drink. And you share that and you talk and you meet with your colleagues after work and friends and so on and so forth. But the more they drink, I guess the most competitive it becomes.
So who decided, Arturo, that a 500-year-old game with these little white powder wicks would make a good mobile phone app?
It's a Bogota-based software company who develops applications for mobile devices. They really like the game. They think it's very important part of Colombian heritage. And they thought it was a good idea, a good way actually to make the world aware about this very Colombian game. They call Big Tip Media, and they have developed more than 700 applications so far. And they're into something, because at least here in Colombia, it's been the most download free application for 2 weeks now.
Well, we've posted your video of the real game being played at theworld.org. Have you downloaded the app yet?
Well, I don't have an iPhone, so I haven't. But I have a friend who did it while we were doing the video, and we have spent long hours traveling, you know, like playing.
In a way, it sounds like an ideal game for a mobile phone app, because then you can see things blow up.
Yeah, basically, you know, like the guys who developed the game, you know, they said you cannot replicate all the experience of the real game of Tejo. But yeah, I mean, you use your finger to try to throw the Tejo in the app, in the iPad. And you have typical Colombian characters, all the sort of people that you would expect to find in a cancha de Tejo. And all the little details that you can find there, like the boxes of beer, the flags, the way people dress, you know, the dogs and everything are there. So that's brilliant. But of course, you know, like Tejo is about sharing, and I still, you know, would prefer and recommend the real deal.
BBC Mundo's Arturo Wallace telling us about the latest app, which features the game of Tejo, which comes from the Colombian state of Boyacá, the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Arturo, nice to speak with you. Thanks.
Thanks, Marco. Nice to talk to you.